Great. All right. Thanks, Eileen. It's Monday, November 10th at 7:06 p.m. This is Tom Chase, Chair of WPFW Finance Committee, for our monthly Finance Committee meeting. Eileen, if you'll go ahead and call the roll.
Okay. And let me know if anybody has dropped off or been added. Okay, Irene Adams. Wanda Nawi, Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Hi, Kamau, and Julie Hewitt.
I'm here.
Are you? Tony Leon, I didn't see him. Minerva Sanders. Tom Chase is here, clearly. Sabu Hikim. Sabu's here, right?
Yep.
Okay. And I am here. Lou Wolf is not here. And Miyuki is here.
Present.
I saw her. Okay. And other than that, I see we have one guest, Shayna. Okay. That's it for now.
Okay. So I will turn my camera on, I guess, but you'll get the close up. So I sent the report, pretty, straightforward month. We had a fund drive this month. And while we didn't hit the overall goal that we set for ourselves, for the budget and for the month, we came out okay. And so part of what's going on there is setting the goal for the fund drive is a bit of art more than science. And so, you know, we're still, we came up with goals for all of the drives, looking at the total revenue needed for the year and sort of just saying, okay, let's break it up for certain drives. So again, I think as we go through the year and we get a better handle of how the drives translate to money in the bank and sustaining members grow over time, we'll have a better, I think, alignment between our goals and what comes in. But at this point, I'd say, you know, our goals are conservative in the sense of, you know, we're trying to bring in more money than we think we'll get, if that sounds right. So anyway, we didn't meet our fundraising goal for the drive and the drive time frame, but for the month we ended up in good shape. And part of that is on the revenue. We exceeded the projection. Part of it is our payroll is a little bit lower at the beginning of the year than we're projecting for payroll each month, by about $4,000 or $5,000. And management is taking some actions on personnel, both on staffing and on benefits side, that'll see in the months coming a little bit of an increase as we're budgeted, as you'll see in the budget. On the revenue, I'll say about the budget, just the monthly budget, I took the revenue from last year for each month and just increased it by 3%, because that's what we said we were going to do for listener support as the part of the overall revenue for the year, for the budget. So that's where the listener support revenue for each month is set. And that's why, again, this month we did better than budget for revenue, even though our goal, right, for the fund drive, which we kind of set in a different way, is different. But again, we're doing great relative to budget. We have one bill that we're continuing to dispute with PEPCO. So that you don't see that in the expenses for October. But we should have that straightened out by the end of November. Miyuki has made several calls and playing phone tag with PEPCO. And that's basically, we're trying, you know, they billed us for the month when, or it's almost 6 weeks when we didn't have power at the transmitter. You know, it's on the order of, $7,000, you know, a month's bill. But they build us, you know, like kind of with your home, they do a projection of your usage until they go out and they check the meter. So we need to get them to basically check the meter and fix the fact that we didn't get power for 6 weeks. So other than that, a bit about around, you know, payroll, expectations and then the Pepco, everything else is pretty much, you know, right to budget. We got some new computers. We got some equipment, but again, within the context of what we have budgeted for equipment for the year. So we're investing, as well. That's my overall report. And if there's any questions, I did, Eileen pointed out some issues. You know, I converted the report from the 25 to 26 with the year, you know, the monthly budgets and all that. So there may be some math things in there. If you do catch them, let me know. But I feel, you know, confident with the October financial numbers, you know, the expenses and the revenue and where that ended up. Any questions or Miyuki, anything you want to clarify on what I said?
Thank you for doing such an outstanding job.
Well, thank you. I'm just trying to keep track of what you're doing, keeping the station running.
No, but you're doing a great job of keeping everything in order, crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, and it's really incredible and very much appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, since you mentioned crossing T's and dotting I's, I'll also say, you know, you'll see it in November, but we got straight with the contract with labor for overtime, handling overtime during the fund drive for some of the staff. So we're going to see an increase in the labor in November that will reflect a fair bit of overtime for staff. But, you know, in the past, that just has been not recognized and staff has worked without being paid appropriately. So again, it's just another way we're trying to make sure we're meeting all our obligations. Kamau, I got your hand up.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks for the report. Actually, your last statement there prompted another question. So is that a catch up for past hours work?
No.
Just going forward for the last fund drive. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. My other question was the budget that we have for fiscal 26 is approved at the NFC and the PNB. Is that correct?
I don't know the answer to that. I haven't kept track of the PNB activity on the budgets, but it definitely has cleared the NFC.
NFC cleared. Okay. So with that, then we wouldn't anticipate any rejection or kickback, you don't think, from the national board, do you?
No, I'd be shocked if there was. We haven't had any kickback from the NFC. Ours was first approved in early September, and they're still working to get others approved. So, no, they haven't.
And then
I wouldn't expect any problems.
Right. So then that means there's still some outstanding signal stations or maybe the affiliates. I don't know what's still hanging out there that wouldn't be able to give us a full Pacifica Foundation budget yet, right? So there's still some outstanding. Okay. Got it. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Yep. Julie?
Yeah, so I can report that the PNB did, we met last Thursday and we did approve the PFW budget at that right. meeting, so that's good. We approved a couple of other things. We did the affiliates, we did KPFK, and we did KPFT. There's something that's outstanding. I think it's KPFA, WBAI, and the national office. And that's in theory what the National Finance Committee will take up at its meeting tomorrow. That's the theory, at any rate. So
I like the qualification, Julie.
We'll see.
Right. You know, again, so there's, you know, a couple of things we're still working on. They're on my list. I'm working on underwriting, and I'll have an update on that early next week. I'm on vacation this week, and I'm working on parts of it. But the other thing, though, that I haven't, it's on my list, but I haven't really gotten to it, but it's a big chunk. And that's, you know, getting a plan for the transmitter, the backup power. You know, we've got 100K in the budget set aside for that. And once I get clear on the underwriting effort, I'll put my focus on to those engineering items so that, you know, we're ready when we have the money to make that investment. And we're watching, you know, the revenue too. We're not going to be premature in doing that, but we want to make sure when we're ready, we've got the plan in place to make those investments. All right. Well, if there's no other questions, I will fix the item that Eileen brought up and forward the report for the LSB. And Kamau, if you want to chat afterwards about what we had emailed a little bit about this weekend, now would be a good time for me.
Okay, sounds good.
I can call you on your other line.
Yep, that'll work.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
I'm,
sir.
I'd move for adjournment.
Oh, thank you. Anyone move for adjournment? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Good night.
All right.
Thank you.
See y'all. Bye.